Going the stern way.
Right, okay. And what do you have out front that you sit on that's sometimes screened in and, in the very front of the house, or sometimes there's
the front porch?
Right, and if you
in the back
one,
porch?
All right.
Okay. I like a porch to a house.
Have you ever seen porches on, say, the second floor?
Mm-hmm.
Now, do they have special terms? I know a lot of old...
Balcony?
Okay, and does it make any difference if it has a roof or not?
No, some don't have, but they still have usually they have banisters to keep them falling off.
Okay, if I open the door, you might not want it open, and what would you say?
I would say, close that door.
Okay, or, in other words...
Shut it.
Okay, and now what do you call the way that the wood is put on the side of your house?
The door? You're talking about the door?
No, where it's coming over like this, one piece over here and one piece over here, on the green part.
The weatherboarding?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, talking about the...
You don't see too many weatherboarded houses anymore.
Right.
Usually they cover them up with aluminum siding like my niece did over here.
I like the other day.
I'm not. She said, "Hey, Gus, why don't you have aluminum siding put on and
Looks
get rid of that paint?"
Is.
She said, "There, you have to worry with painting it. I painted most of this myself, and my grandson painted the high for me, but I painted the biggest part of it myself. I washed it before I painted it. I took spick and span, rubber gloves, and got on a ladder and washed nearly every bit of this house." Because it was mildewed. It had been a long time since I'd painted it before. And one spring here, we had a real rainy spring, and it mildewed. And last year, it seemed like I washed it off a little bit last year, but I surely did wash good this time to get rid of the mildew. Now, a painting company told me one time, I had this house here. It used to be mine, and I rented it. That's how I paid for it, was by renting it. And it mildewed real bad after I painted it. And I went back on the company. I thought it was just cheap paint. And they, where I got it, here at the dealer, and he wrote the company. And they wrote me a letter. And they said it must have been an awful rainy time about the time I painted it or something to cause it to mildew like that, and that I would have to take bleach, some sort of bleach, and wash every bit of that off to kill the mildew, because if I didn't, when I painted it again, the mildew would just grow and come right through.
Oh.
That you have to kill it with bleach. So I did that. I killed it, and this paint company sent me enough paint to repaint the house. Free of charge. But I had a job. I'd rather, I had to wash all that off and then paid it the second time. But that's what he said. You had to kill that mildew. If you didn't, it would grow and come right on through. But this paint that I had on here, it had been over 5 years before I'd painted it. And I got fairly good paint this time. And I've only put one coat on it. I keep painting the same color, about the same color. This is a little bit more olive than the other was, but it covers real good.
Mm-hmm.
And
so it flakes off, no difference. It'll still be the same color.
Yes, but finally it'll flake down to the other if you don't get it painted. I mean down to the wood.
Right.
The reason for that is the house is insulated. We had the blown in